Have you heard about the change happening across the U.S.? Christ followers are realizing there's a financial institution that aligns with their Christian values and switching to Christian Community Credit Union. They're America's number one biblical banking institution committed to advancing the gospel and providing members highly competitive offers, including high-yield checking and CD accounts, a 1.5% cash-back credit card, and more. It's time to bank with your values. Join Christian Community Credit Union today. Learn more at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
You know two things that just don't go together or shouldn't go together? Springtime and procrastination. Hi, I'm Rob West. The birds are coming back, the daffodils are blooming, and the maintenance chores you put off all winter need to get done. Maybe you can work off a little winter weight in the process. I have a to-do list for you, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance, biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Okay, so here at FaithFi, we always want to help you manage your time, talent, and treasure. And make no mistake, do-it-yourself preventative maintenance is a wise use of all three of those gifts you received from God. The more time and talent you have, the less of your treasure you'll have to use to get things done. But if you don't have the physical ability or know-how to do any of the chores on our list, it's also wise to hire someone to do them. Now, of course, we always want to use the Bible as our ultimate guide, and Proverbs 14:23 tells us, "In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty." That means we'd better get started with our list. So first up, inspect your outdoor air conditioning unit to make sure it's ready for summer. Look for debris inside and around the unit. Leaves and other material can collect over the winter and could cause damage when the system kicks in. Of course, it's always wise to have a qualified heating and cooling contractor clean the coils and service the outside unit, and that's not a DIY project for most folks. An annual maintenance checkup to clean coils, change filters, and possibly add coolant can add years of service to the unit. Definitely worth having done. Next up, take a look at the roof. You may be able to do this from the ground, and we'd recommend that if possible. Did you lose any shingles over the winter? If you spot damage, you can call in a professional roofer to make repairs. You may also want to start saving a little each month toward a new roof. They do wear out, and these days can cost anything from $7,000 to $15,000 or more, depending on the size of your house. Set up a separate savings account that can earn interest until your roof needs replacement. Our next spring maintenance chore can't be done from the ground. Inspect for loose, leaky, or clogged gutters around the house. You'll need to get on a ladder for this one, so if you're not comfortable and careful doing that, again, it's better to hire someone. It's important to have this done, though, because drainage problems can lead to water entering your basement or crawl space, causing further damage. If the gutters are only clogged, you can try removing the debris from the ground with one of those hose attachments shaped like a candy cane. Various models sell online for $15 to $115. Anytime you can avoid getting on a ladder, it's best to do it. Next, check around the yard and next to the foundation for low areas. They can fill with spring rains and also threaten to flood the house. You can fill them with soil and spread grass seed there to eliminate the problem. You should also test your outside faucets for freeze damage. How do you do that, you ask? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. Just put your thumb firmly over the faucet opening and then turn on the water. If you can stop water from coming out of the faucet, the pipe inside your home is probably ruptured from freezing. Turn the water off immediately and replace the entire faucet unit. Unless you're very handy, you'll probably have to call a plumber for that one. By the way, if you're wondering why the pipe inside your house wasn't leaking all winter, it's because the actual shutoff valve for the faucet is in the pipe, a foot or more inside the house. That prevents flooding if the pipe closest to the outside wall is ruptured. Okay, here's a spring maintenance project you may not have thought of. If you stacked firewood for heating over the winter on your deck or otherwise near your home, it's time to move it. You don't want it close to the house over the summer while termites and carpenter ants get busy. Move the wood further away or stack it away from the house to begin with so you don't have to move it in the spring. Here's another one, especially if you live in the north where moisture is constantly freezing and thawing. That can cause cracks in your concrete patio, sidewalk, and driveway. So inspect those areas and fill any cracks with cement filler or silicone caulk. Otherwise, they'll just keep growing and widening every winter. And one last spring maintenance project, prepare your lawnmower for another season. Do a walk around inspection and tighten or repair outside components on the mower, such as handles, grass chutes, and wheels. Then change the spark plug and oil and inspect air, oil, and fuel filters and replace as needed. All right, those are your spring maintenance tips. We hope they help you to have an enjoyable summer season. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance. We'll be right back.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
Many in the Middle East are going through horrific circumstances and are seeking refuge in Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon is bringing them hope. And now you can help.
We endured shelling and hunger. We witnessed death everywhere.
$116 brings emergency supplies and the hope that only comes through the gospel.
I want to spend the rest of my life telling people about Jesus and his salvation.
Give now at faithfi.com/Lebanon or call 888-201-5577.
I'm so grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions now on anything financial. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's right. Lines are open, but the calls will come in quickly. So if you've got a question, go ahead and get in the queue. We'd love to talk to you today. 800-525-7000. Hey, we just released our brand new 4-week study called Rich Toward God. This is a great study for you to dive into God's word around some really important themes around abundance. God created us for abundance. The challenge is we often look for that abundance desire to be satisfied in the things of this world, and that's not God's intention. He is our abundance. What about the uncertainty of tomorrow, or even what it means to live rich toward God? All of these themes and more are tackled in this 4-week study, taking you into God's word, perfect for individual study or a small group. And again, you can check it out at faithfi.com. Just click on shop at the top of the page. Let's begin today in South Carolina. We'll talk to Cheryl first. Go right ahead.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about my mortgage. I have a $225,000 mortgage left on my home.
Okay.
I'm 70 years old. I have like maybe $130,000 liquid assets in the bank. And I'm just wondering if I should pay a lump sum toward the principal, you know, just to help with the interest rate and the interest that's on the loan. I need some guidance with that.
Sure. Do you know what the interest rate is, Cheryl?
5.25, I believe it is.
Okay. Yeah. How long have you had this mortgage?
Since 2018.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little surprised that it's that high. Did you have a credit score that was on the low end or a lack of income?
Originally, it was my husband passed away last year, and originally it was under his name, so he handled all of it.
Okay.
I'm just, inheriting the home.
Sure. Yes, ma'am. Well, you may want to check on that. You may find that it's actually a little bit lower than that. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, but it also may be that 5.25, and I think that does factor in. You know, if it was 2.75 or 3.25, obviously that's a very low interest rate. This is a little higher, and, that money in savings is certainly not earning after you pay taxes on the interest going to earn for the foreseeable future, at least, enough to offset the cost of the insurance. So it does make sense for you to pay it off, both to get out of debt so you're free and clear, but also because you're going to spend more in interest than you're making with that sitting in savings or even a CD. Let me ask you, just in terms of the non-financial side of this, not the dollars and cents and the interest that you're going to pay, but just the peace of mind and even your own conviction from the Lord. Are you wanting this to get paid off just as soon as you can, or are you comfortable just paying on it over time if it makes sense financially?
As soon as I can.
Okay, sure. And I can understand that. I know that with owning your home comes a lot of peace of mind, of security in that. And so I can certainly appreciate that. Now, you mentioned you had $130,000 in savings. Is that the extent of your liquid savings, Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay. And so that would include what I call your emergency fund. That's all in one place.
Okay. The emergency fund is somewhere else.
Okay. And what do you have in your emergency fund?
Mm-hmm. I have about $20,000.
Okay. Yeah, great. And what would you say on average you spend over a month's time?
Let's see, with the mortgage, maybe $2,500 $2,500.
Yeah, that's great. And let's just round it up because maybe there's some things that come, a couple of times a year or, don't happen every month. So let's say it's on average $3,000 a month. So if you were to have 6 months expenses, that's $18,000. So you've got a little bit more than that. That's great. Now let's talk about your income. Are you living on Social Security? Do you also have a pension? What are your income sources?
Social Security, and I have a small pension. And I'm okay. Retired.
Sure. And are you taking a spousal benefit or a survivor's benefit or your own benefit?
Spousal.
Okay. Yeah. And so even, your own benefit, the spousal benefit was higher. The survivor's benefit was higher than your own, obviously. Is that right?
Yes. It was. Yep. It is.
Very, very good. And the Social Security and pension, is that enough to cover all of your bills every month with a little bit left over?
No, it's not.
Okay. So how are you supplementing that shortfall?
I'm pinching every month off
okay.
of my savings.
I see. Okay. Yeah. And what would you say in a typical month you're pulling from your savings to make your budget work?
I would say maybe close to maybe $800.
Okay. As much as $800 per month out of the $130,000. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so that's a little bit higher than I would like. And, the other challenge we've got is if you were to put a substantial amount of that $130,000 against the mortgage, it would be great if we got to the place where we could pay off the mortgage, because then you'd eliminate your largest expense every month, which is that mortgage payment. The problem is by you paying, let's say you put $100,000 against that $225,000 mortgage, that's not going to change your payment one bit, even though it drops it from $225 to $125. The payment stays level unless you refinance it or pay it off. So it's not going to help your budget, except now you've drained your cash way down and, you're in a situation where, you're pulling more than you should. And so you're going to deplete that over time. And then at that point, we've got nothing to fall back on and you still have the mortgage. And so you're not really cutting any expenses. So I think at this point, we've got a couple of options. I think number one is if you're comfortable taking a little bit of risk, and I say a little bit because we can manage that with the kind of portfolio that would be built. But, one option is to hire an advisor who would build a portfolio where with that $130,000, he or she would buy a mix of maybe CDs and some high quality government and corporate bonds, and then maybe a small portion of stocks. The idea would be that, you get that up to where you could take 5% a year and never deplete the principal. Now, 5% is lower than what you're pulling now. I mean, 5% on $130,000 is $6,500 a year, which is only $550 a month. month, you're pulling, you know, $250 more than that. So I'd want you to try to get that down a little bit if you can. The goal is for you never to deplete this money, and you'd, you know, still be able to, you know, maintain it so that you could tap into it if you needed to, but it's also there to cover your expenses. The other option is to replace your existing mortgage with what's called a reverse mortgage, where essentially you wouldn't necessarily take any extra money out of the home's value, but the reverse mortgage would pay off the current mortgage. So immediately you would get rid of that monthly payment. Now your income need is much less because your biggest expense is gone. And at that point, that balance that was paid off by the reverse mortgage, so in this case, $225,000, it would grow only by the interest that would be inside it and any fees, but not because you're continuing to draw the equity out. And then when you pass away or you sell the home, the mortgage, reverse mortgage, would be paid off out of the proceeds of the sale of the home. Is that a term you're familiar with, a reverse mortgage?
Yes, I am. Okay. Now, my All question right. with that is, if I leave the home to a relative, how would that, you know, work with the reverse mortgage for that?
It's a great question. And the answer is, at the time of your death, the home would be sold. Whatever balance exists on the reverse mortgage would be paid out of the proceeds of the home sale. And then whatever's left would be passed to your heirs or go to charity based on your will. I've got to take a break, Cheryl, but I want to finish up with you on the other side of this break so we can just finish our conversation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Praxis Mutual Funds. Praxis Mutual Funds has 7 impact strategies that are designed to create positive, real-world change. More information is available at praxismutualfunds.com. The fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus. This and other information is available at praxismutualfunds.com. Investments involve risk. Principal loss is possible. Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
I'm so thankful you've joined us today for Faith and Finance. This is where we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. We know you have money questions, and well, God's Word has the answers. We'll help you process those principles in light of your specific questions. So what are you thinking about in your financial life today? Give us a call, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Cheryl in South Carolina. She's got about $225,000 left on a mortgage. Her husband passed away a year or so ago, and she's looking at whether or not with the $130,000 that she has liquid in savings at 70 years old, does it make sense to pay that toward the principal? The only challenge we were talking about before the break is that she's pulling about $800 a month from that $130,000 to supplement her pension and Social Security. And, you know, that's about, 8% a year, which is about double, Cheryl, what I would normally like to see you pull, and about 4% from an account like that, and where the account is invested, albeit very conservatively, but still invested. So it has the potential to grow and offset the amount that you're pulling out. We did talk briefly before the break as well about the possibility of a reverse mortgage, which would pay off the existing mortgage and at least eliminate that payment. The only problem is, upon further investigation, you're not quite at that 50% level of equity, and you would need 50% and at least 62 years old, which you are, but not at 50% equity. And so the reverse mortgage would not be an option. So I think at this point, again, I don't think it's going to solve anything for you to drop a big lump sum on the house. I think the key would be a couple of things. Number one is, can we reduce expenses? Is there any way to get the overall expenses down? And should we, given that you have an emergency fund separate from this, should you connect with an advisor and talk about investing this $130,000 such that you could begin to grow it at least modestly so that you could offset, if not all of what you're pulling out every month, a good bit of it over time, not in any 1 month or quarter or even a year, because it could be up or down with the market, but where you've got some growth in there to offset what you're pulling out. And the combination of you trying to get your expenses down, maybe even working part-time, but also getting this invested, you know, is going to slow the rate of withdrawal so that we're not, you know, seeing this balance come down. And then, unfortunately, we would just have to kind of get used to the fact that this mortgage is going to be with us for a while. You know, that is just the reality of it, because I think you depleting the money by putting it against the principal, although I love that, doesn't help you with the budget crunch, because you just don't, you know, have enough there, and you're not going to get rid of the mortgage payment unless you pay it off in full. But give me your thoughts on all that.
It sounds really good. The advice, I will use that. I may, like you say, hire an advisor to help me further with this.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Well, at least it gives you something to think and pray about, Cheryl. You can find a certified Kingdom advisor there in South Carolina on our website, faithfi.com, faithfi.com. Just click find a professional and you can find a list of CKs in your area. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Hey, stay on the line. I want to send you a book. It's called Wise Women Managing Money, and it was written by our good friend Valerie and Miriam Neff, mother and daughter. When Miriam's husband passed away, Bob Neff, she wrote this for women who were going through the similar thing where they are now kind of in this role of money manager, and just will offer some encouragement and some wise help with regard to money management. So stay on the line. We'll get that right out to you. Let's go to Illinois. Hi, Linda. Go right ahead.
Hi. My uncle passed away about 6 years ago, and my aunt just found out last week that he had funds in a checking account. We contacted the bank and were told that the funds were sent to the state. So my question is, how can I help my aunt claim the funds from the state?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I know this happens more often than we might realize. Is your aunt in Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. So a couple of places you could go. One is specific to the state of Illinois, and it's the state treasurer. And according to my notes here, they're holding about $2.5 billion with a B in unclaimed funds for folks that live in the state of Illinois. And if you just do an internet search for unclaimed money, Illinois, you'll see that right there at the top of the page will be something called iCash. And you can click the link and initiate the process of getting this property returned, as long as she can be properly ID'd and there won't be any cost. And that would be the place that I would start, because this is dealing directly with the state treasurer, the state of Illinois. Again, it's called iCash. And if you just Google search unclaimed money, Illinois, you'll find the link to it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for your call. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Winter Haven, Florida. Hi, Brianna. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rob. I was wondering if you could speak about health savings accounts and if that's something that's recommended for people to have and what age would be ideal to open one.
Yeah, I appreciate that question, Brianna. I like health savings accounts a lot. It's a great way to save money on your health costs and even to save for retirement, because if you're able, and not everybody is, but if you're able to kind of fully max it out during the year, you know, the contribution limit is $8,300 for a family this year in 2024, $4,150 for an individual. If you don't use it all, and by the way, that money goes in, you know, tax deferred, and it comes out tax free if it's used for qualified medical expenses. If you don't use it, you can build it up, you can even invest it, and then there's some benefits to having access to it in retirement. It does require that you have to have what's called an HDHP, a high deductible health plan, in order to qualify for that. So that means a deductible of at least $1,600 for self-only coverage, $3,200 minimum deductible for family. So if you've got a high deductible health plan, then you qualify for an HSA, and I like it 100%. 100% tax-free for eligible medical expenses. And again, if you're healthy, you're not using it all up every month, and you can build it up over time and invest it, it could be a great additional retirement savings vehicle for you down the road. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Quickly to Missouri, Wayne, I have less than a minute left. Go ahead with your question about credit counseling.
Okay, the credit counselor is offering basically a $29,000 payoff thing, but it's $36,000 worth of credit they're consolidating. And then the payment program is saying $575 for 52 months, which only equals $29,000. Is this a scam of some sort?
Yeah, it's probably not credit counseling. It's probably debt settlement. And this is where you're not paying the full amount back borrowed. They let it get past due, and then they come in and try to negotiate a reduced payoff. I'm not saying it's fraudulent or unscrupulous, although there is more of that in this space for sure. And so what I would do is reach out to our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org just because they're trusted. I prefer that program. It's superior to debt settlement. It's going to protect your credit and get you on a scheduled program where you're not relying on somebody to come in and negotiate on your behalf. So I'd go to ChristianCreditCounselors.org and have them look over what you've got here, Wayne, before you sign anything or take another step. Thanks for being on the program today. Thank you for being here as well. We'll hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Faith and Finance is provided by FaithFi and listeners like you.